One of the most common questions that at least my secretaries get and we get via email is, how much does an abdominoplasty cost? Now, it is a very difficult question to answer with a black and white figure if I haven't seen the patients. And in this podcast, we'll give you an overview of the factors that go into the cost and try to give you a general idea of what the cost for an abdominoplasty is. Welcome to the Surgical Podcast. This is Dr. Bernard Beldholm. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRACS, specialist surgeon, and have a medical registration number of MAD00011862074. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. This podcast focuses mainly on post-weight loss surgery and surgery post-pregnancy. These surgeries range from abdominoplasty, which is a tummy tuck, belt lapectomy, a body lift, fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty, brachioplasty, arm lift, or thighplasty, which is inner thigh lift. I will also discuss breast surgery in the context of changes post-weight loss and changes post-pregnancy. So if we're looking at abdominoplasty costs, it depends a lot on what type of abdominoplasty and why you're having the abdominoplasty. So there's three categories. There's the cosmetic abdominoplasty, i.e. abdominoplasty that doesn't have an MBS scheduled fee, MBS item number. Then you have the post-weight loss abdominoplasty and the post-pregnancy abdominoplasty that both have MBS scheduled fees and MBS item numbers. Now, then, so the MBS schedule, which I've talked about in other podcasts, is very, very important because, first of all, you can use your private health fund to cover the cost of private hospital, for example. You will get a Medicare schedule feedback. You will also not be charged GST. So if you're having an abdominoplasty with no MBS item number attached to it, we have to charge you 10% GST on that operation. So that automatically makes it a lot more dear. Then the other question is there an assistant for the operation? What is your BMI? Do you need liposuction with the operation? How long is it going to take to do the operation? There is a range of different abdominoplasties. You have the mini, you have the full, you have the extended. And then we can do it with or without liposuction or with or without muscle repair. So all those factors go into the time it takes to do the operation and also how many days in hospital you will need to stay. Obviously, surgeon fee is one. Now, if we look at the cost of the operation, a lot of surgeons will base this on the time it takes to do the operation in theaters. If you look at a standard full tummy tuck, full abdominoplasty with muscle repair and liposuction, it will take 4 hours. Now, generally, surgeons in Australia will charge from $10,000 to about $18,000 for that. You will get, again, depending on the MBS schedule fee, you will get probably $1,000 back. But again, if you this depends on your health fund and if you have one or not. Then we look at the hospital. So if you have private health insurance, then and an MBS schedule MBS item number for your procedure, you won't have to pay for the hospital. However, if you do, then it's likely that the hospital is going to cost anywhere from $14,000 to $20,000. Then the anesthetist, which usually is charged anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000, depending on a number of factors. So, if you don't have private health insurance, you're probably going to look at a cost of around $30,000 for your abdominoplasty. Obviously, every surgeon charges differently, so it may range from 30 to 40,000. If you have a private health insurance, then you're probably going to be able to get that tummy tuck anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. And this is a full tummy tuck, 4 hours with liposuction. Obviously, if you're having a smaller tummy tuck or smaller abdominoplasty, then it will be less. If you're having a bigger extended one, it's going to be more. So that's kind of the ranges. However, as I said, a lot of factors go into the final cost of the procedure. So it's best to see come in for a consult. And that's the reason why we tell you to come in for a consultation, because it's really difficult to just tell you over the phone exactly what it's going to cost. So I hope you see you soon. And this is the podcast about the cost of abdominoplasty in Australia. I'll see you in the next one. Call us on 02-4934-5700. That's 4934-5700. Or you can book online. You see a link in the description. I am based in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley in Australia. This is the disclaimer required by APRA. Surgery is a serious decision. You can find more information about risks, complications, and recovery on my website, beldholm.com.au. All surgery is performed by me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and my medical registration number is MAD00011862. 274, and my qualifications are, I'm an MBBS BSc doctor, and I have an FRSES, so Fellow of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. I'm a registered medical practitioner, a specialist surgeon, a specialist registration in surgery, general surgery. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. Individual results may vary. All surgery carries risks. You should seek a second opinion before proceeding. The opinions that are expressed on this podcast are those of me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and those opinions may differ from other doctors' opinions. The information provided on and through this podcast is not medical advice and should not be relied upon. It is best effort and for general information only. Do not use this podcast as a substitute for medical advice or self or other diagnosis. Any surgical invasive procedure carries risks. Before proceeding, you should seek a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications will vary from each individual patient. Photos and videos featured in my social media channels do not you're not guaranteed the same result at ease, as they will vary from patient to patient. Content on our Instagram page and other social media pages is published with the consent of our patients or my patients. The content featured in general in nature and does not constitute medical advice. Immediate post-op results may differ from final results. See you in the next podcast.